the month when not only do we get the predictions of don't change a thread until April is dead, Ian Curry himself, but we also catch up with our NGS correspondent, who is none other than Jeff Stonebanks, who joins us with some gardens to mention for the month of April, I suppose. Things are hotting up, are they, Jeff?
Well, they are. I mean, listening to Ian's prediction, they might hot up, mightn't they?
Well,
so
yes.
Fingers crossed.
But in true weather forecast style, they might not as well.
Well, they might not. That's true anyway. Good morning, both Joe and Jim.
Morning, morning.
Okay. So, got a selection for your listeners today to see in April. First, we'll look at what's on offer in Sussex. In the west, we've got The Grange, which is 3 miles west of Pulborough on the A283 in Fittleworth. It's going to open on Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th of April between 2 and 5.30, adults £4 and children free. This is a lovely three-acre garden that gently slopes down to the River Rother. Formal areas are enclosed by yew hedges comprising colour-themed herbaceous borders. Tulips and other spring flowering bulbs are a great feature at this time of year, along with the infamous homemade teas. Then in the east of the county, we've got the garden of the East Sussex County organiser, Irene Eltringham Wilson. She's got a lovely rural setting for her one-acre garden at Butler's Farmhouse, which is 3 miles east of Hailsham in Butler's Lanes at Hurstmonceux. She'll be opening the gates on Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th of April between 2 and 5, entry 350, children free. Her garden's got wonderful views of the South Downs, and it's very pretty at this time of year with primroses and hellebores. It's mainly herbaceous with a rainbow border, small pond, dribbling frogs and Cornish-inspired beach corners. It also has a few quirky twists, such as a poison garden and secret jungle. And she's serving some great homemade teas as well. Across the county border there in Surrey, there's two gems on offer this month. The first is at 41 Shelvers Way in Tadworth, which is 6 miles south of Sutton off the A217. This will open on Sunday the 27th of April between 2 and 5.30, adults 350, children free. It is said that previous visitors said this is one of the most colourful back gardens in Surrey, so do go along. In spring, it has a myriad of small bulbs with specialist daffodils and many pots of colourful tulips. Cobbles and shingles support grasses and self-sown plants with a bubble fountain and yet again the homemade teas. The second in Surrey is Caxton House at 67 West Street. This is on the A25 towards Dorking, approximately quarter of a mile west of Reigate. It's going to open its gate on Easter Sunday, 20th of April, between 2 and 5. Entry adults, £4 and children free. Lovely large spring garden with a wildlife wood, two well-stocked ponds, a large collection of hellebores and spring flowers, many pots with colourful displays, and don't miss the interesting plants they've got in the conservatory there too. And cream teas can be served there after your visit. Finally, we've got a pair opening together in northeast Hampshire. Old Thatch and the Millennium Barn can be found at 3 miles west of Fleet in Spratts Hatch Lane, Winchfield, near Hawke. They'll open on Sunday the 13th of April between 2 and 6. The combined admission for the gardens is £3 and children free. You can get light refreshments, and here you get two gardens for the price of one. Between the two of them, you'll find a small secluded haven sitting under an old oak tree next to the pond. You can listen to birdsong, wind chimes and the trickling of a small waterfall whilst enjoying views of Old Thatch and the cottage garden beyond. A succession of spring bulbs and a profusion of wildflowers await you. You can also sometimes arrive by boat at the slipway opposite the Barleymow pub, as there may be boat trips to coincide with this Sunday opening. I'd also just like to take this opportunity to mention the NGS Festival weekend, which will take place over the weekend of the 6th and 7th of June, and there'll be about 35 to 40 gardens opening in Sussex, Surrey and North East Hants for visitors to listen. And also do remember that many of our gardens do allow you to take your dogs along on leads, so please do check the entry in the book or online for the dog symbol against the garden. And just a quick reminder, as you were talking about Mother's Day, there are three gardens in Sussex open today for Mother's Day. King John's Lodge in Edgingham, 2 to 4, Dax in Ashington, 2 to 5.30, and Lordington House in Chichester, 1.30 to 4.30. And as ever, if listeners need to pick up any more details, the NGS launched its brand new website this week, which looks much fresher and newer, and it's at www.ngs.org.uk, or they can call 01 483 211 535 to pick up any details on all of our gardens.
Very good, and you're too modest to mention your own garden and website. I know that, but go on, tell us.
Oh, okay then. If I must,
go on.
It's www.ngs.org.uk. Driftwood by C.co.uk, and it features in a certain Freebie magazine this month.
Does
as well.
It? Oh, okay then. Oh, well, I'll look out for that, Jeff. Lovely to have you on. We'll reconvene for Gardens in May.
We will indeed. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Take care, mate.
Goodbye. Cheers.
That's Jeff Stonebanks, our NGS correspondent.
This week.